Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is the last day of 2019. December 31st, day 365, Tuesday. Today's topic, return to me. My blessing to you will be like flooding. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 150 verses 1 to 6, Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 to chapter 4 verse 6, Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 31 verses 25 to 31. Today's main passage from Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 to 4 and verses 7 to 10. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. And the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. Verse 7. Ever since the time of your ancestors who have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them, return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, return to me, my blessing to you will be like flooding. Many people think that today's passage from Malachi talks about if God's people offer their tithing, which is one-tenth of what they have, to God, then God will bless their money to a level that they have no place to store those money. Wrong. This is wrong. This passage is talking about a change of relationship concerning with God's people. It's somewhat like a wife changes her love to her husband, not loving her family anymore. And more than that, The wife steals money from her husband to spend in an extravagant way, even to gamble and lose all. The result is a broken family and without anything. But if this wife turns her heart back to her husband, then the love of her husband will like flooding. If we follow God's standard and direction, that is in Malachi chapter 3, verse 3, who will bring offering in righteousness? Righteousness means standard. If we follow God's standard and direction to make offerings to God, just as what it says in Malachi chapter 3, verses 3 to 4, God's blessings to us will be like flooding, because He delights in our love to Him and accepts our wholehearted offerings of love. Yes, that's so simple. God will open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that would somewhat like flooding. May you turn to God like that in 2020 to be sure to receive God opening the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing like flooding. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to turn to You. Like that in 2020, so that we can receive Your opening the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing like flooding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to turn to God like that? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.